It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, a very surprising poll has come out of Muskogee that shows something very interesting about our governor's race. What you are seeing in these so-called preference polls may be completely wrong. I'm going to get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Hey, I am Lee Matthews. Welcome to the end of the week. Officially, you made it to the Friday edition. It's a time where you want to unplug, get home, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, which unfortunately is going to be wet for the lovely wife and I. We're looking forward to it because lovely wife's garden needs some water. Our lawn needs some watering. And we've got a few things to do indoors that we're going to do. And we're having, and maybe you've had these before, an emergency appliance crisis. I think it started Wednesday. We noticed that the dishwasher was going through all the motions, but the dishes weren't even getting wet. It would fill and it would drain. And I know what you're thinking, circulation pump, which is exactly what the problem was. I get online to get a circulation pump for this particular model of dishwasher, and it was about $300. And then we started looking at some of the other parts, the spray arms and some of that other stuff that's in there, and it added everything up to be about $400 worth just for the parts. I mean, I was going to fix it myself because, to me, there's really not much to a dishwasher other than the electronics. The electronics do it all, but the pumps and all that, those are component systems that can be changed out. But when it wound up being like $400, I said, well, we can just get a new one for not much more than that, and it'll have all of the new bells and whistles in it and the Wi-Fi and all that other stuff. And so that's what we ended up doing. And then they wanted almost $300 to come out to the Matthews Mansion and install it, and they weren't going to be able to be there for another 10 or 11 days. And I said, no way. So I ran over to the supplier this morning, picked up the dishwasher, and started looking at it and thinking, I can get this done in no time. 2 hours later, I'm looking at my watch, and the lovely wife saying, don't you need to get to work? And I said, yes, I do. So anyway, we're going to finish that up tomorrow while the rainy weather's happening. I've got the forecast coming up from Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather and more of your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, freedom969.com, the website, lmatthews at freedom969.com, my email address. And you can also find me on Facebook and on X. Does the new firework regulation that the governor signed earlier this week apply to Oklahoma City? I will tell you. I've noticed several law enforcement, Secret Service, FBI, they're all using red dot sites on their carry weapons of choice. Does it make a difference? We're going to explore today on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. That coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Jobs numbers are up, and the stock market went nuts because all we've ever heard is how Trump is destroying our economy with tariffs. Trump's destroying our economy with gas prices. Trump's destroying our economy because of the war in Iraq. But the jobs numbers are up, and that's good for the economy. So we'll talk about it, you and I, 405-608-4377. Trump has managed to say there are two countries, only two in the world he would trust to safely remove the enriched uranium from Iran. We'll get into what those are. And how did raising the minimum wage work out in California, Oregon, Washington State? I'm talking to a local expert. He is one of the big wigs over at the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs, and they have some interesting things to say about raising the minimum wage, which will be on the ballot. State Question 832, I'm encouraging you to vote no. Email to lmatthews at freedom969.com. I'll get to some of those. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9. Okay, so this just popped, right before I was getting on the air. The first publicly released opinion poll since President Trump endorsed Republican candidate Mike Mazie for governor is finding former state senator a former state senator take the lead. Attorney General Gettner Drummond has fallen into second place. And perhaps more surprisingly, former state senator Jake Merrick has jumped into third over the significantly more well-funded candidates. The same poll also finds Representative Kevin Hearn with a massive lead in the race for Senate. This is all coming out of Muskogee. I was not able to dig deep enough into this story to tell you what the methodology was, nor how they went about doing it, and how many they actually had in sample. But the fact that Jake Merrick is third in this poll will tell you something. Because I don't believe, and I don't believe all polls, and there are some polls that have a lot of methodology problems. The non-doc one that came out last week, I don't think they had a big enough sample. They needed a bigger sample than 500 people. And what ended up happening was it was all close between the top three: Gettner Drummond, Mike Massey, and Keating. Well, now not any of those are in the top spot. So, what do you think? Could Jake Merrick end up being the darkest of dark horses in this race? It's happened before. Bill Clinton was a dark horse. I remember, you could say Brad Henry was a dark horse, because what ended up happening was the Republican vote ended up getting split by an independent. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Speaking of which, there was some Republicans managing to stitch together the unified front to advance President Trump's roughly $70 billion immigration enforcement package. Divisions over the president's agenda were laid bare after a marathon day of votes, and it stretched into the night like a bad romance. Passage of the budget reconciliation package geared toward funding immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol for the next 3.5 years closed a long, drawn-out chapter that the Senate had been working on since last year. It's a point some Senate Republicans tried to return to throughout the day, reiterating that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats had forced their hands after refusing to fund immigration operations with a plethora of reforms. First, it was the inclusion of the $1 billion in funding for security upgrades to Trump's ballroom, which was later stripped out. Then it was the Department of Justice's announcement that nearly $2 billion anti-weaponization fund, the $2 billion fund, was being launched to allow people who felt targeted by the government to make a claim from the pot of taxpayer money. Several even Republicans worried that would not be a good bill or good part of the bill. Ultimately, despite a dozen Republicans voting for Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina's amendment, several voting for Cassidy's, all attempts to thwart future bids of reviving the fund failed. Cassidy's trying to do all he can before he's out of there. The ballroom also came back into the picture when six Republicans joined Senate Democrats to prevent construction on the colossal structure from going forward without congressional approval. And then there was an attempt by Senator Lindsey Graham to attach the Save America Act to the reconciliation package, which met Republican resistance and ultimately failed too. Now, if you'll recall, last week I had Senator Lankford on. He said that's what they were going to try to do. I don't know what they're going to do next. The whole package now heads to the House, where Republicans are expected to pass it by next week. So at least ICE and Department of Homeland Security will get its funding, not just for the end of the year, but for 3 or 4 more years. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let me see here. Seems like I had a late popping email to get, but I'll have to dig for it later. Yeah, I'll dig for it later. I'm already getting pops about the Jake Merrick poll, so that's already encouraging, too. 405-608-4377, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, this is Ron, Oklahoma City.
Hello, Ron. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, you know, it's interesting that you had those poll numbers. I had noticed some new ads that I hadn't seen before. About Mike Mazie, and they're very negative ads about him. And I was listening to, there's one on the radio, and I'd seen one on TV, and I listened to the end of it, and it said that they were being put together by a group called Make Oklahoma Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that Mazie is anti-MAGA, and that he's actually woke, and he's, you know, helped out the Clintons and all this stuff. And in looking at that whole thing, you know, it's actually run by Jared Breca, B-R-E-J-C-H-A, that group Make America, Oklahoma Great Again. And he was actually appointed to the Ethics Committee by McCall. And he's also been known to put ads together, you know, butt-swinging ads together for Gettner Drummond. So it's like, because Mazie got the endorsement from Trump, it looks like they're both ganging up on him.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, that actually could actually help Jake Merrick, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know much
about
Mazie.
If the front runners are going to sit there and eat each other, I mean,
yeah.
Jake Merrick could be our version of Brad Henry. When I say our, I mean conservatives, because Brad Henry, and I don't know if you remember Brad Henry from the 2000s, but Brad Henry came from behind and won the gubernatorial election because a Republican and an independent were sitting there hacking each other to death, and people got sick of it.
Well, I mean, I hadn't heard Mazie say anything negative about the other candidates.
No, I haven't either.
You know, and you know, listening to some national shows and stuff like that, what I've heard has been really positive about Mazie. But, you know, this ad that's come out, really some mudslinging stuff, saying that he's woke and he's too liberal for Oklahoma and all this stuff. But, you know, Andrew Drummond is so shady and everything, and this and McCall, you know, is being drawn into this as well. And I've just pretty much decided today, after doing the research on that, that I'm definitely not voting for either of those two guys. You know, so I guess it does come down to maybe Mazie or Merrick, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about Merrick, you know. I grew up in Oklahoma, but I lived in Texas for 30 years, so I've only been back in Oklahoma for a couple of years. So I just don't know. I don't know that much about them. So this just kind of adds to it. I just don't want to see all that mudslinging.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, nobody does, and I think that's what's hurting the top three. That's what's hurting Keating and Drummond, and even though Mazie is not actually throwing a lot of mud, he's caught up in it, unfortunately, because there's enough being thrown at him. So from outside money. And then Keating, what worries me about Keating is the outside money that he's got on his campaign. And that tells me that at some point he would owe that outside influence some sort of love. And this is Oklahoma, okay? So I don't want the governor of Oklahoma using the governorship as a stepping stone to something else. Merrick, I have only worked with for a very short time, and I know that he was a state senator for two terms and was term limited out, and that's why he got out. But his campaign has been completely grassroots and self-funded. And to have him show up in even a Muskogee poll, where they probably don't even know him as well as we know him here in the West, that tells me a lot about his name recognition and maybe some of the things that he's doing, pointing out that he's not establishment politics. So if for me it came down to Mazie or Merrick, I'd go with Merrick because I trust him more.
I just don't know. But I don't know the two very, very well. So but, you know, I've seen advertisements for Jake Merrick all over everywhere. And as you said, it's grassroots. I just don't know enough about them to really be able to make a full decision. But
Merrick is the only one. You go to his website. He's the only one with a list of a platform. Here's what I want to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I like that. Yeah. I like someone who has a plan. Now, he doesn't have to. To me, he does not have to accomplish all that. I don't expect him to accomplish all that. I expect him to try. But yeah. The fact that most of what he wants to do, I agree with. Okay, I'm cool with that. I'm not hearing that out of any of the other guys. All I'm hearing out of the other guys is, oh, I'm like Trump. I'm going to keep Trump policies going. Blah, blah, blah. Look at me. I'm Trump. And, Gettner Drummond's not doing that because he is a Democrat in rhino clothing, I think. And I really do believe Gettner Drummond only ran for attorney general to get his name out and get the ballot familiarity he would need statewide to get the governorship. I'm not crying that his numbers seem to be falling because I think it's pretty obvious he's inserting himself into certain issues just because of the publicity.
Well, I also read that the Maisie ads were AI generated. So maybe that is
the attack ads were. The attack ads were.
Yeah. So is that why Stitt is coming out against the AI ads and everything because it's coming from Drummond?
Well, I don't know if it's coming from Drummond per se. It's coming from a political action committee that is favorable of Drummond, and there's a little of that going on. I think Stitt also is one of these. This isn't fair. We really shouldn't be doing this. But I don't know how far he's going to get because it's a First Amendment issue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well. That's all I really wanted to cover. It was something that was bothering me, and I just.
Yeah.
Thought you might want to have some more information.
Well, I've given you what I do have, and I'm not going to turn it into a commercial for Jake Merrick. That's why I'm not going to read his platform, but he's the only one that has a platform, and I will say I like that. Doesn't mean I'll vote for him, but of the candidates, he's the one with a plan. I like someone with a plan, and I know that I also know what his motivation is. His motivation is service. To the people of Oklahoma. He's not trying to just get another better gig. He's not one of these people that have failed at everything but politics. You know, you get a lot of people run for office because that's all they can do. They're idiots everywhere. They failed at everything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Alessandro Ocasio-Cortez is a classic example of that. All right, Ron, thanks a lot. You go have a good weekend and try not to let it bother you too much on Freedom 96.9. I will absorb that tension for you on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's summertime, summertime, some summertime. Also, it's Medicare time. If you were born in 1961, hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were, I bet you're getting a lot of texts, emails, a lot of calls. And no, it's not from your relatives patting you on the back for having been born in 1961. It's not Publishers Clearinghouse telling you you're the million-dollar winner. It's not some long-lost uncle saying, oh, I got $1 million, I just got to give it to you before I die. No, it's people wanting you to sign up for Medicare. This is why you want to make sure you deal with somebody local, and that's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They won't give you a song and dance. They will actually go through what it is your needs are, your wants are, and then come up with a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and then get out there and enjoy the rest of summertime.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke. radical and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Call 405-456-0760.
Suzanne Callahan here, your CPA candidate for House District 38. Over the past 9 months, I've visited families, farmers, and small businesses across our district, listening to your concerns about rising grocery costs, higher gas prices, property taxes, and burdensome regulations. I understand the importance of protecting our water, our land, our power grid, and our way of life. I'm not running to make headlines. I'm running to listen and to serve. On June 16th, I'd be honored to earn your vote. I'm Suzanne Callahan, and I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Suzanne Callahan, 2026.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's a lot of woke white people on the left that think they know what's best for the little guy. It's called performative allyship. That's why they wanted to defund the police. Except the little guy's crime rate goes to the moon because he doesn't have a 24-hour security detail like the Congress people who wanted to defund the police. Or the gated community people in Bel Air or Beverly Hills.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Five 608-4377 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So a new poll out has Mike Mazie in first place, Gettner Drummond in second, and Jake Merrick in third. What do you think? Or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air. Dave in Stillwater.
Right. On this Jake Merrick thing, as soon as 96.9 got on the air, I've been listening ever since they call it the Eagle.
Yeah.
And I listen to Jake almost every day for 2.5 years. He's the guy. I've listened to his thought process. He's as honest as they come. He's a good moral person. I've met him here at the Republican meeting in Stillwater, and I like it. Yeah. I shook his hand and said, "You have my vote," and that was a year ago.
Wow, good. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's who I recommend. I've got two of his signs in my yard, and they're going to stay there.
Good, good. Yeah. Now, what about the people you're talking to in and around Stillwater? Any buzz?
Well, they don't seem to really know what to do.
Yeah.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. Local and federal enforcement agents arrested 13 people during a coordinated sweep of MacArthur Park.
Yesterday's operation started in the afternoon when the Los Angeles Police Department and the Drug Enforcement Administration started moving through the park. It's the continuation of crackdowns that started last month. In recent years, MacArthur Park has become a trouble spot for drug use and crime. Yesterday's operation was praised by some local business owners who say the area needs more law enforcement. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Florida Homeowners Association has agreed to stop enforcing a community gun ban after pressure from state officials. Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer warned the group it could face legal action for restricting constitutional gun rights. The HOA has now backed off the policy and says it will work to ensure future rules comply with state law. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. You hear the phrase lawsuit and some people immediately think frivolous, jackpot justice, someone just looking for easy money. But here's the truth most people never hear. Personal injury law is really about accountability. If a trucking company pushes drivers past federal safety limits, if a corporation sells a product they know is dangerous, or if a business ignores hazards that put people at risk, the civil justice system gives ordinary citizens one powerful tool, a jury. And juries do something government regulators often can't. They force companies to publicly answer for their decisions. Most major safety improvements in this country didn't come from corporations voluntarily doing the right thing. They came after lawsuits exposed what companies already knew and what they chose to ignore. Seatbelts, safer pharmaceuticals, product recalls, and corporate safety reforms. Those changes often begin with one injured person willing to take a case to court.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Three teenagers were injured in a shooting at a Northwest Oklahoma City apartment complex late Wednesday night near Northwest 10th. All three victims are expected to recover, but authorities haven't released additional details about what led up to the shooting. No suspects or victims have currently been identified as the investigation continues. New details have emerged in a deadly shooting in an Oklahoma City park. Police say Kayron Winters was found shot to death and may have been lured there. Court documents suggest the killing was linked to an earlier homicide involving Winters. Authorities say 27-year-old Courtney Brammer helped set up the meeting, and 34-year-old Antoine King has been accused of the shooting. Both are now facing murder charges, and the case continues. A Lawton man will spend nearly 5 years in prison for illegally possessing firearms. Justin Gilliland had multiple guns under a protective order. Deputies found firearms during a disturbance call and later recovered more at his home. He pleaded guilty to the charges and was sentenced to 57 months in prison. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
Don't miss the summer savings sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Four magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite Pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Attention candidates, Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Call 405-456-0760.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title.
When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Does the new firework regulation apply to Oklahoma City? I've got that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with humidity along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring more clouds than sun with humidity lingering and a chance of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Temperatures will reach a high of 79 degrees. Tomorrow night will be overcast and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible and a low of 66 degrees. As for Sunday, anticipate humid conditions with a mix of clouds and sunshine. The afternoon will turn breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas as temperatures climb to a high of 85 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Resetting the scene on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So an interesting poll out of Muskogee shows that Mike Mazie is in first place. Gettner Drummond has fallen to second. And Jake Merrick, a dark horse, is into third. Your thoughts at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Dave, you were talking to me earlier here about how you're not surprised at all about that. Turn of events in the poll?
Can I tell them what I think? I don't know if it goes anywhere with them, but
well,
anyway.
You know, there's so many in the, it's like, you know, it's like the Kentucky Derby when you have 20 horses, all right? You know, well, how do you pick a winner? And right now in the gubernatorial race, that's kind of where we're at. I think things will get better once we weed some of these out and get her down to, but I mean, one thing is for sure, there's going to be a runoff. And
I sure hope Jake gets in there. I really do.
I will tell you, of the candidates that I have seen on social media, mentioned on social media, talked about on social media, he's got the most street buzz. I don't see a lot of street buzz for any of the other guys.
Yeah.
Maybe McCall.
I don't know anything about that guy.
Yeah, and he's well known in the East because that's who he represented. So
yeah.
You know, he was a speaker pro tem or something. I'm sorry. I should remember what he's, but at any rate.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I live and breathe 96.9.
Thank you, Dave. Yes. And as far as Jake Merrick's platform, is there anything on the platform that just blew you away?
Well, just his honesty.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. And he knows the procedures. I mean, he's been in the Senate.
Yep.
He knows how the system works. Let's go with him.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Dave, in Stillwater on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews. Jeff in Oklahoma City, South Oklahoma City. Hi.
Yes, sir. Hello. Hey, I just turned on the radio and hope I don't rehash something that's already been talked about. But I just wanted to say that Jake Merrick, about 6 months ago, came and visited our church. And I was very impressed with him. And I have not heard, he's the one I'm going to vote for. And I've not heard any negativity against him. Maybe it's out there.
No,
but,
I will tell you what's going on there, Jeff. They don't think he's a threat. So they're not attacking him. That's why. That is why.
Well, maybe that these other attacks going through some of the other for the others may be helping him. But anyway, yeah. I just wanted to make it known that I'm 100% for Jake Merrick. I hope he makes it.
Well, and that is the definition of a dark horse. Okay, a dark horse is a horse that nobody really knows about, and when the horse is in the race, none of the even other riders are even paying attention to him. Usually the top two are going at it, and they're both looking at each other, and they're not looking at this dark horse that's about to pass them on the right, And and that's kind of what's happening, or at least that's what this poll is indicating. I don't know if this is going to stick. We still have a couple weeks, but I don't know the methodology of this poll either, so I can't sit here and vouch for the reliability or the credibility of this poll. But it's not surprising me given what I'm seeing on social media, Jeff. So that's why I'm like, aha.
And it's amazing how the attacks can. What's spoken in the attacks is the exact opposite of what you see on the advertisements for these people.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like they're talking about a different person. You know?
And they're trying to. They think that if they say enough about a candidate, you will begin to believe it. Or if that candidate then starts. Okay, this was a mistake Maisie made, because Maisie came out and actually said, I don't believe in the getting rid of the Electoral College. He probably should have said nothing about that, because that is a paper tiger they're trying to throw at him. And to respond to it, all that does is give it credibility.
Right.
You know?
Well, there has to be some truth to these attacks. I mean, couldn't they get in trouble if, and I may be naive on this, but if they posted something that he supposedly said or supported and he didn't,
you would have to prove malice. You would have to prove that they said something deliberately incorrect about him in order to defame him or it's very difficult to prove intent.
I see.
Yeah.
That'd be the gray area there. All right.
And you see these political action committees,
very much.
These political action committees that are not necessarily financially connected to a candidate who are raising enough money to put together this garbage. They're giving, for instance, Gettner Drummond is probably good friends with whatever political action committee is trying to say Mike Maisie is a communist. Okay. But Gettner Drummond can then say, I don't know anything about it. None of my money went to do it. He has plausible deniability.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your show.
All right. Thank you for listening in, Jeff, in Southwest Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Firearms Friday coming up in about 30 minutes. A little later in the program, if the minimum wage hike in California, Oregon, and Washington are working out so well, well, let's just have a look at how well it is working in California. I've got an expert from the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs coming up on that. Patrick writes, Lee, Gettner Drummond has no business trying to stop the aluminum smelter in Inola. It's a big deal for much-needed businesses in Oklahoma and brings jobs in that, shall I say it, more tax money? Not sure why Gettner Drummond is being a donkey's rear about this. He doesn't like the fact that the United Arab Emirates has a majority share, for one thing. He thought the UAE, told our president that they agreed to put a lot of money into business projects in the U.S., and they are trying. It's not China doing this. Anyway, Gettner needs to stay in his AG lane. Supreme Court of Oklahoma should allow the ballot petition to reduce or remove property taxes, or they are acting like the British government before the Revolutionary War. Taxation without representation? Yeah. Citizens should be able to vote to end certain taxes or reduce them on a vote by us, the free citizens of the state. Remembering it's supposed to be a government by the people and for the people. Wow, you have a big lineup of things going on the air today, Lee. Patrick, thank you for listening. And for writing in, Gettner Drummond is inserting himself into the Inola smelter issue because he knows there are a lot of people in that area of Inola that don't want it. So he's trying to appeal to them that he's going to do something about it. But yes, it is very unusual for an attorney general to out of the blue decide they're going to insert themselves into a business issue or an economic development issue. You're right about that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. City of Oklahoma City announced that the fireworks are still banned inside the city limits. City leaders say the prohibition is in effect and has been effect. After the passage of the Rockets Red Glare Act, the firework ban has been in place since 1912. The act, signed by Governor Stitt, Rockets Red Glare Act, applies only to private property in areas of the state that must also comply with firework regulations within those city limits. Fireworks are a serious safety hazard to people and property and should be left in professional shows, said Fire Chief Richard Kelly. The Rockets Red Glare Act sparked concerns from veterans. The firework bans in Oklahoma City include the following: sparklers, snakes, bottle rockets, and other consumer-grade fireworks. The prohibition for those inside city limits to all private and public property, including parks, lakes, and areas along the Oklahoma River. So, the governor signing the Rockets Red Glare Act, which opens up more firework sales to more people within the state, just won't apply to Oklahoma City or Oklahoma County because that's been in place since 1912. That's a good reason, right?
It's what we've always done. That's why we have to do it. Yeah, yeah.
405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello.
Hey, my name's Lisa, and I'm out in Trinity, Oklahoma.
Where? I'm sorry?
My name is Lisa, I'm out in Trinity, Oklahoma.
Trudy. Okay, you were cutting out on me there. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's just the way of life out here. Hey, I keep hearing Jake Merrick's name, but the only thing I want to vote for the best guy for our state. The only thing I've seen from him is on TV is graffiti and schools. What is his platform?
Well, I'm afraid I really can't go down his platform item by item. Because then this would be turned into a Jake Merrick advertisement, and I would end up end up having to give equal time to some of the other candidates. But let me see if I can come up with what my favorite part of his platform is.
Well, here's what my question is: has he got anything on property taxes?
He is for the eventual removal of property taxes. He is also what will have to happen is that it will gradually go away for different people at different times. So
right, and I understand that part of it.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I like is he is the only one that's talking about looking into the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well,
and then
he
wants to overhaul the Department of Human Services. I'm all for that. Our Department of Human Services just doesn't seem to be getting the job done. We need to do something. Either it is too big or it is too little. I'm thinking it's too big. And,
right.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we need to maybe separate the Department of Human Services from the Department of Child Welfare or whatever that department's called that falls under the Department of Human Services.
Well, I don't know if he listens to your show or not, but you might tell him to come out east.
All right.
And get his name out here.
I think he did a little of that. He actually decided he was going to run Route 66. So he went out, and I think he started in, what's the little town up there by the Missouri border that's on Route 66?
Oh, gosh, that's way up there.
Yeah.
We're down.
Yeah.
Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen one of his signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell him he needs to head to Pottawatomie and Seminole counties.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Or Lisa, I'm sorry. Lisa in Trudy. I should have known that by Trudy. That's where she was. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi there. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
I'm Ted in Chandler.
Hello, Ted. Good to hear from you.
I was just calling about all this talk about Jake Merrick and how you're saying he's kind of a dark horse. I'm not exactly sure that's true. He's very well known in Oklahoma City and Edmond area and in the Tulsa area, I believe, is where he's from. I think he's not getting as much buzz on the TV and in media, because I think all those guys probably have a lot of out of state money coming in.
Oh, they do.
They're pushing their horses, but I think, you know, the people of Oklahoma know who Jake Merrick is.
No, I know, and don't get me wrong. To say that he's a dark horse doesn't mean he's unknown. To say that he's a dark horse means that he is not going at this with all the money and all the backing,
right,
and of all the and the typical political approach that the big three are. So if he does pull around them and emerge victorious, that would be something worth national news, I would think.
Right, and yeah. I sure hope he does, because I think he's the only one worth voting for.
Well, and you're not alone. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the people that I talk to here on Freedom 96.9. I'm looking at websites. I'm looking at social media. I'm looking at his street buzz, and he's got a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I wanted to say. And as far as, like, his platform, people who aren't very familiar with him, he was just on News 9 the other morning, and he didn't have a lot of time, but the two issues that I heard him touch on were reforming DHS,
yeah,
like foster care system, and the property owners' rights.
Yes.
Taking on OTA and their eminent domain,
yes,
issues and all that. And I know a lot of all of them are
those
talking
are the big
about
three.
Property rights and property taxes.
Yeah,
and,
those are the big three for me. I mean, I don't want to be paying property taxes for the rest of my life. If I pay for my property,
right,
I shouldn't have to pay for the
Once
taxes.
Once it's paid off, you should be done.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why I also believe I shouldn't have to be taxed twice to drive on some of the roads in Oklahoma. My regular taxes build the highways and maintain the highways. Why do I have to pay extra to drive on that
highway? Especially now that they're all under the interstate system as
well.
You know, like.
Yes, absolutely. And DHS I've had a problem with since 2006. I mean, there was a period in there. It was one summer, I remember, and I don't remember what summer it was. It was either 2010 or 2009. It seemed like they had a death every month from some child.
I have a family member that works in the foster care system with these kids, and some of the things she tells me, it's just horrible.
Yeah, yeah. What they were doing was they were giving some of these children back to parents, and the parents were the neglect was so horrible; these children were dying.
They'll take them out of good foster homes,
right,
to put them back with the junkie parents.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Ted.
Go Jake Merrick.
Yep.
If you don't know anything about him, check him out.
All right. And, Ted, thanks a lot for listening. Go have a good weekend from Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. I never understood that line, because you want the levee to be dry. The purpose of the levee is to keep your farmland from flooding. So if the levee is dry, it's a good thing, Don McLean. Don't you know that? Frontier Auto Group does. It's Lee Matthews. They know that because they know everything there is to know about Chevrolets. They know everything there is to know about Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Rams, too, because they sell those as well, all at their automotive superstore in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are, and El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout that they just put in celebration of the 100th anniversary of Route 66. Frontier Chevrolet, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group, that same number, and the website, frontiermotor.net. So the next time you drive your Chevy to the levee, hope the levee's dry, and if it isn't, go back to Frontier Auto Group and get you a four-wheel drive Jeep. Frontier Auto Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
It's back. Ford employee pricing for everyone on every new Ford. That means you qualify for the same low price a Ford employee would pay for your new Ford. And that's any new Ford. Don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and find out what we mean when we say we'll beat any deal regardless. We mean from Woodward, Oklahoma to Fort Smith, Arkansas. From Wichita, Kansas to Wichita Falls, Texas. We'll beat any deal, no matter where it's from, regardless. But But here's one that most dealers can't beat. Employee pricing for everyone. You pay what we pay and not one penny more. It's available right now at Stevens Ford. But Stevens Ford takes it a step further. Just bring us a certified offer from any dealer on a new Ford and we'll beat it. Ford Employee Pricing. American value for American values. And remember, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
McGruff Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGruff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Hope your weekend is great. Candidates for Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction face off in a debate. Who came out on top? We'll break it all down for you. Plus, your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It all happens on Monday starting at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Lee Matthews with the drive, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Megan in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on, Megan.
Yes. I had a question. I keep listening to all these governor candidates and everything, and mm-hmm. all they're doing is talking bad about each other. Is there anywhere that you can go and just do your own research to see what these people have voted for, stood for, so that you can make an informative decision on who you want to vote for?
I would try Ballotopia.com. It's called Ballotopia.com. They try to ballot like a voting ballot, Topia.com. They try to put together kind of a scorecard on how these candidates are, and they do it across the nation. So,
okay.
But try that out, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9. Yeah. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. On the way, job numbers are up. That's a good thing, right? Latest on Iran, we'll get into that. And Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. Authorities have identified a woman found dead in the North Canadian River near Jones. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump says he wants to bring down energy costs by investing $700 million in coal plants.
Speaking from the Oval Office Thursday, Trump said the money will be used to preserve existing plants and build new ones.
If you look at China, if you look at so many of the successful countries, they're using coal If you look at some of the real great failures countries, they usually win.
Trump is invoking the Cold War era Defense Production Act that gives the president authority to support and invest in private production considered vital to national security. The Trump administration has been working to preserve what it calls beautiful clean coal, which currently accounts for about 16% of the nation's energy supply. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California derangement syndrome is a real thing.
This sort of obsession, tearing down California, focusing on what's wrong with the state, not what's right.
Governor Newsom speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Long Beach this week.
We have no peers, and I don't say that arrogantly. I say that truthfully.
Newsom then spoke about the state's economy.
California dominates, not only compared to the other 49 states in terms of our GDP growth, but every developed nation in the world.
He says the California derangement syndrome is fueled by conservative media and podcasters. I'm Jason Campadonia.
With only 1 week to go before the first World Cup match in Los Angeles, a strike authorization is now underway.
SoFi Stadium hospitality workers employed by Legends Global are voting on whether they want to go on strike. The members of Unite Here Local 11 include about 2,000 cooks, dishwashers, concession workers, bartenders, and servers who have been working without a contract for about a year. The workers want better wages and job security. They're also concerned about the presence of ICE agents in and around SoFi Stadium during the World Cup. Voting will finish tonight before both sides resume negotiations on Monday. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
A Virginia Circuit.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Authorities have identified a woman found dead in the North Canadian River near Jones. Officials say the body was that of Stephanie Denson Slade. She was discovered by two fishermen in mid-May. Investigators haven't said how she died or how she ended up in the river, and the case remains under investigation, with no further details currently available to the public. An Oklahoma City homeowner faces a manslaughter charge after a shooting that occurred earlier this year. Investigators say Timothy Smith shot and killed Justin King after finding him inside a vacant home. Police say King later died from his injuries, and authorities initially treated the case as a possible burglary, but it's since been ruled a homicide. Smith was arrested and is being held on bond, and the case is now moving forward. State transport officials are working to keep the Heartland Flyer passenger train running between Oklahoma City and Fort Worth, with funding from Texas expected to run out later this summer. Officials are searching for new funding sources to keep the service going as advocates encourage the public to speak out in support of the train service. Discussions are ongoing with no updates currently available. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
I've noticed law enforcement all having red dot sights on their pistols. We're going to explore that on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And it's coming up in the next 20 minutes on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with humidity, along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring more clouds than sun, with humidity lingering and a chance of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Temperatures will reach a high of 79 degrees. Tomorrow night will be overcast and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible and a low of 66 degrees. As for Sunday, anticipate humid conditions with a mix of clouds and sunshine. The afternoon will turn breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas as temperatures climb to a high of 85 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
One of the more surprising things that happened is a new poll out about the gubernatorial race. The first one out since Donald Trump endorsed Republican candidate Mike Mazey for governor. It finds that he has taken the lead. Attorney General Gettner Drummond has fallen into second. And then the big surprise, Jake Merrick is third, the dark horse, over the other two significantly more well-funded candidates, albeit somewhat a distant third. But still, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, your thoughts on that. What do you think of the new firework regulation as well? More red states are enticing people to blue states. And that's fine with me as long as they leave their blue state sensibilities in the blue state. And Firearms Friday coming up in the next 7 minutes or so on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Like Joe in Manchester, good to hear from you.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify what I said the other day about the county assessor.
Mm-hmm.
The county assessor, according to my county assessor, says, we don't make any determination on the assessment of any property you have. That all comes from the state.
Yeah.
And same way with your the tag for your vehicle. If I buy a vehicle from you for $1,000, I go to get a tag for it. The state says, well, that's worth $2,000. Yeah. Guess what?
Yeah.
I got to pay sales tax on what the state says. And that is wrong, 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 wrong. And if the county assessors can't decide what put the valuation on property and explain to you how they arrive at these numbers. Hold on, I have a truck going by.
Well,
just a second.
Yeah.
But if they can't explain to you why, what's the point of having a county assessor? You know, they need to reassert their authority, and the state needs to get out of everything that you do. And with regard to the tax issue, property tax issues, you know, does anyone remember what Harold Hamm and Mary Fallon promoted? No tax on mineral interest.
Yeah.
So guess how many gazillions of dollars they're laying, missing out on revenue from because of Harold Hamm and Mary Fallon promoted this, along with the TV stations and Chesapeake and Sandridge and everybody else. And these mineral interests have been sold off to the world, and no one pays any taxes on it. If it were still tied to the surface, different deal. But where they've been sold off, they should be taxed and taxed heavily. But they get a free ride. And guess what? The pipelines, Alfalfa County suffering a severe shortage of funds because there's no taxes on the pipelines. Because they can't afford them. Come on, give me a break. Everybody wants a free handout, especially the moneyed interest. Go Jake Merrick and J.J. Humphreys.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Glad you're listening. And another Merrick fan there on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Job numbers are up. But I thought Trump was ruining our economy. That coming up next on Freedom 96.9. It looks like we've dodged another bullet when it comes to tornado damage, at least in the larger parts of the metro. I know in Enid, they're still banging on shingles and putting tarps over roofs and things of that kind. That's where my good friend Scott McCollum, by the way, has focused a lot of his attention, because he will go to Enid and he will go to where the storm damage is to make sure that you're taken care of and that you're safe and that your property is fortified. That's a good word, fortified. It means you're going to build something back and make it better. And the insurance companies want to hear that, because they don't want to have to go through this again any more than you do. So come on, give Scott McCollum a call, 405-877-7663. He'll be out there in no time with an inspection and then talk things over with your insurance companies, which, by the way, they're not going to be so willing to completely replace your roof as they used to be. So you need to get started on that as soon as you can and get your free inspection today and be all ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by McRoof RX, and saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy tonight, 20% chance of rain, low of 70, cloudy tomorrow, 80% chance of rain, and a high of 80, low tomorrow night, 68, into Sunday, 40% chance of rain, high of 85, Monday, sunny, high of 90, it's 87 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, earlier today, reported that employers added 172,000 more jobs in just the month of May. The figure is above estimates of economists polled, who predicted 85,000 only. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.3. Construction at Fort St. Vrain Generation Station in Platteville, Colorado, is also to blame because of the jobs it created. Revisions were made to the payroll numbers for prior 2 months, with March revised up 29,000, a gain of 185,000, and a gain of 214, while April's was 64, a gain of 115. Taken altogether, employment for March and April, 93,000 more jobs than previously reported. That means our economy is doing great. much to the chagrin of the left. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Oh, hey, Lee, it's Jerry Vermeeker. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good to hear from you, sir.
As well, thank you very much. Hey, that job report's pretty cool, man. I'm enjoying that.
Yep.
I mean, Trump did say, hey, you know, you're going to get tired of winning.
Yep. Well, and all we've heard is how he's ruining our economy because of gas prices. He's ruining our economy because of tariffs. He's ruining our economy because of all these other things. And no, our economy's getting better and better.
I think he will probably go down as one of the great presidents of our nation.
Like, oh, I do too.
As Reagan, yeah. Jefferson, of that type of stature. You know what I mean?
I believe so too.
And so as far as Jake Merritt goes, I am definitely voting for him. I like the fact that he is not taking any money from all the corporate interests. He's raising his own funds. This is really interesting to see him coming in, being a dark horse. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Well, I am too, because it also shows the political pundits who think they know so much, they don't know so much.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's the same thing that would happen with Trump. I mean, they're like, oh, this guy, he doesn't know anything about anything. And we're like, well, are you sure? Because, you know, I'll take what he's doing. I like him. I'm not a Trump homer per se, but I do appreciate what he's doing for our country, definitely. So have you heard anything more about this letter that was written between Zelensky and Putin, that maybe we can stop this whole thing?
No, I haven't.
I think I was listening to the radio, Freedom today, Freedom 96.9, and they spoke on the news that there was a letter that Zelensky had written directly to Putin, and that, hey, if maybe we can stop hostilities here, that could, I mean, then also Trump was involved in that one, too. This guy, he's untouchable.
Well, if he can get peace in the Middle East and peace between Russia and Ukraine, I mean, that would solve most of the world's problems right there.
And I'm trying to figure out how Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize 6 weeks after being elected president. I'm like, he didn't really do anything. Okay, whatever. And then this guy's like, no, we can't give him the Nobel Peace Prize. He doesn't deserve it. Okay.
The way that Obama got the Peace Prize, and Obama got the Peace Prize just for suggesting something. He didn't actually do anything. He just suggested something. But that was all done with George Soros and money from George Soros.
Yes, and that guy.
Yeah.
So I have your ear for a minute, and I apologize if a different topic completely. But what if we were, as a city, to give the Thunder a thank you parade at the beginning or pre-season next year, or this year coming up, as like saying, hey, you know what, you guys didn't win, and that's okay. We still appreciate what you do for us. You're a great team, and we're glad to have you here. Any thoughts on that, you think?
I think it's a little late by then. I think if we're going to give them a parade, we should have when they came home from when was it, Sunday? Their last loss was Sunday, right?
Yes. And I know this is not your other competitors on the other channel, but I think they're a great team. I've always loved those guys. This team is just amazing. Sam Preston.
From what I've watched them play, they're very good. Not that I'm an expert at all at any of it, but you know, so many basketball teams rely on either a tall point guard or outside shooting, but they don't seem to rely on any of that. It's true teamwork, and that's what I like to see. True teamwork and everybody playing off of everybody's...
And they're really good guys. They're really, really down to earth. You know, a lot of them are fathers, and they want to take care of their family. I mean, what more Oklahoma can you get more than that?
And it's not that I don't like sports. I just prefer to watch it live. I really get bored. I get bored with it watching it on TV. I used to watch a lot of NFL, and lately I've just been so turned off by all the calls that they miss that I see on TV. And if they can't see them live, then we need to do something different, because I've seen so many teams get to the Super Bowl that shouldn't have.
Yes, like the Patriots. That happened last year. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah. So anyway, thank you. Have a good weekend. And thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
And you
Bye.
Too. Thank you, Jerry, for listening on Freedom 96.9. And it's not that I don't It's not that I'm not interested in sports. It's just I'm so much more interested in so many other things. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Well, not if you're getting a lot of phone calls, email and texts about signing up for Medicare. But I know the answer. I know who you need to call to make the living easy for summertime. And that is the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. I am Lee Matthews. Their number, 405-848-5790. That's the curious thing about Eunice Corey, who is the founder and main operator for Well-Preserved Advisory Group. She saw a need when she herself was going through it and how confusing Medicare can be. And how, if you're not careful, you will miss out on the coverage you have coming to you. So give them a call, 405-848-5790, and it'll be the best call you've ever made. Well-Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And hush, little baby, don't you cry.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Commissioner Tom Mansky has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Mansky, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2020.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump, yeah, when you sleep 4 hours a day, sometimes you sit down too long and not off. You know how I know that? Because I do it. I know he's 80. But Donald Trump works 20 hours a day, does not like to sleep. I know directly he's up at 6 in the morning before Fox and Friends. I talked to the Secretary of Interior. It's not unusual to get a call at 2 in the morning. So sometimes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, you're in an hour meeting, you might not off. Yeah, doesn't mean you're failing.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The way you work it, no diggity. I got the bag.
Freedom 96.9, accurate with the forecast. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tonight, low 70. Cloudy tomorrow, 80% chance of rain, high of 80. 68 tomorrow night's low Sunday, 40% chance of rain, and a high of 80. Monday, sunny, and a high of 90. It's 89 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And Lee Matthews on a Friday, which just so happens to be Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. My good friend and coach, David the Marine.
I see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
I've noticed it seeing the Secret Service. I've noticed it seeing the FBI. And then I've also noticed it not only with our own local police, but our sheriff's department. It seems like everybody is going with a red dot sight on their pistol.
Red dots have been around a long time. Started with different concepts, fiber optics even, and electric. And they were big is the problem, and that's why I only found them on rifles. In the early 90s, we started seeing on some competition pistols, but looked like a tactical beer can bolted to the top of the gun. And while it worked in competition, it was too big for practical carry. And fast forward to, 2026, we have all kinds of red dots to choose from. No longer does it have a short battery life. No longer do you have to remember to turn it on before you can use it. I like to see how that goes. Hang on, sir. I got to turn the dot on before I shoot you. And then you got to remember to turn the sucker off or the battery will die. Ask me how I know. But they came with Shake Awake technology. You pick it up. It comes on during the draw. And after a certain amount of time, it goes off on its own. And they become reliable. And because, you know, it has to withstand the recoil forces, you know, over and over again. And that's no small task. And but anyway, they've made inroads because they allow you to focus on the threat. If you pull your gun and he drops his knife and runs away, you see all that before you have to shoot him. So it's one of those, you know, the threat focus allows you to see better, to see what's going on. Although you need to keep in mind, red dots are not a fix for bad technique. It's not going to make your flinch go away. It's not going to do any of that. You still have to be able to shoot. All the red dot does is allow you to see better and therefore, in theory, allow you to shoot better.
We take it out to the range and do a comparison of a similar gun with a red dot, without a red dot. Have a look at what we do by seeing the video blog for Firearms Friday. And that's posted at freedom969.com, my Facebook page, and my X account as well. David, what is your tactical tip of the week?
Just because you pull your gun does not mean you must shoot. Like we just, you know, covered, if you pull your gun and the guy drops the knife and runs away, you no longer threatened with deadly violence, and you're not going to be justified in shooting him. So just because you pull that gun does not mean you have to shoot. I saw a special on HBO of all places, and the guy pulled the gun, and he was trained, quote unquote, if he pulls that gun, you use that gun. Like, wait, what? What if the threat goes away? Well, he never covered that. This guy comes out from behind the counter and chases the kid down the street, shooting at him because, well, he pulled his gun. He has to shoot, right? No. Just because you pull your gun does not mean you must shoot. That's your tactical tip of the week.
Just you and I together at the firing range going through some of the exercises with the red dot, you were instructing me about the different profiles and the different ways you look through the target when you are using a red dot. Do you ever get in any of that with your classes?
Well, there is a learning curve with a red dot that a lot of people are unaware of. The red dot will work if you know how to make it work for you. You find out how to do that with one of my classes or a private lesson. Find out how at OKCFirearmsTraining.com, OKCFirearmsTraining on Facebook or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Rush, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. We are about to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States, and just about all 250 years of that founding, Springfield Armory has been supplying guns in the United States.
Absolutely, Lee. You are correct. We've got some great deals this week from Springfield Armory. We've got the Springfield Echelon 9mm Gear Pack, which comes with basically a bunch of mags, a Viridian green dot, and a little range bag. I've got that. It's three different pistols, and they're all $699.99.
The Springfield Kuna 9mm. I've not heard of that before.
Well, it's a little subgun-style pistol. It's got a brace. It's got a high-capacity magazine, 30 rounds of 9mm. Looks like a little machine pistol kind of thing. A little fun at the range with that little sweet piece, and it's $1049.99.
And the XDM Elite pistols, you're giving them away, just about.
We are indeed. Now, that's a 10mm that Springfield Armory is giving away with the purchase of select Model 2020 Waypoint rifles.
And as usual, free shooting with every purchase when you head on out to the range at H&H Shooting Sports, who brings you Firearms Friday.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Freedom 96.9.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Give me another couple of minutes and I will have that video blog posted at freedom969.com and on my Facebook and on my also my X platform. And it looks like Doug writes, Lee, the proposed $4 billion aluminum smelter in Inola, Oklahoma, spearheaded by Emirates Global Aluminum and Century Aluminum, is the first major primary smelting facility built in the United States since 1980. By opposing this, Gettner Drummond is either looking for leftist votes or he's showing his true colors. Either way, his opposition is a bad move. And I agree. I agree. Thanks a lot for writing in, Doug, and for listening into Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. An Iranian official says a peace deal depends on the release of frozen funds, while President Donald Trump has not agreed as talks remain stalled and tensions continue. Lebanon's president says a ceasefire deal with Israel has been reached, but Hezbollah has rejected it, and fighting continues along the border amid ongoing diplomatic efforts. Customs and Border Protection officers intercepted fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine in two vehicle stops at Southern California ports of entry. The seizures come as illegal border crossings remain sharply lower than last year, while authorities continue targeting drug smuggling operations along the U.S.-Mexico border. Researchers say artificial intelligence and microbial tracking could improve sell-by dates for meat, reducing food waste, lowering costs, and helping consumers make more informed decisions about food safety. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. You hear the phrase lawsuit and some people immediately think frivolous, jackpot justice, someone just looking for easy money. But here's the truth most people never hear. Personal injury law is really about accountability. If a trucking company pushes drivers past federal safety limits, if a corporation sells a product they know is dangerous, or if a business ignores hazards that put people at risk, the civil justice system gives ordinary citizens one powerful tool, a jury. And juries do something government regulators often can't. They force companies to publicly answer for their decisions. Most major safety improvements in this country didn't come from corporations voluntarily doing the right thing. They came after lawsuits exposed what companies already knew and what they chose to ignore. Seatbelts, safer pharmaceuticals, product recalls, and corporate safety reforms. Those changes often begin with one injured person willing to take a case to court.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Authorities have identified a woman found dead in the North Canadian River near Jones. Officials say the body was that of Stephanie Denson Slade. She was discovered by two fishermen in mid-May. Investigators haven't said how she died or how she ended up in the river, and the case remains under investigation, with no further details currently available to the public. An Oklahoma City homeowner faces a manslaughter charge after a shooting that occurred earlier this year. Investigators say Timothy Smith shot and killed Justin King after finding him inside a vacant home. Police say King later died from his injuries, and authorities initially treated the case as a possible burglary, but it's since been ruled a homicide. Smith was arrested and is being held on bond, and the case is now moving forward. State transport officials are working to keep the Heartland Flyer passenger train running between Oklahoma City and Fort Worth, with funding from Texas expected to run out later this summer. Officials are searching for new funding sources to keep the service going as advocates encourage the public to speak out in support of the train service. Discussions are ongoing with no updates currently available. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils, everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Jobs numbers are up, but I thought Trump was destroying our economy. What does that have to say about our economy in Oklahoma, too? All coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with humidity along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring more clouds than sun with humidity lingering and a chance of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Temperatures will reach a high of 79 degrees. Tomorrow night will be overcast and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible and a low of 66 degrees. As for Sunday, anticipate humid conditions with a mix of clouds and sunshine. The afternoon will turn breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas as temperatures climb to a high of 85 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. One poll has Jake Merrick in third place. What do you think? What do you think of the new fireworks regulations? Unfortunately, do not apply to Oklahoma City. They've had a firework ban since 1912. And why are more red states enticing people from blue states? And how are they? That coming up on Freedom 96.9. And the job numbers are up, so we've got a lot to chat about today. All you got to do is give me a ring, 405-608-4377. Paul is in Yukon. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, good afternoon. Appreciate you taking my call, sir.
Sure.
Hey, since it's open Friday, I had a question, maybe a suggestion for, I don't know if it's premature or too distracting from the immediacy of the elections, but the Democrat Party is pushing lowering the age of consent to 14, giving children giving minorities rights. And thereby protections to trans for sexual, grooming, for sexual exploitation. Is it too premature to distracting to focus a little bit of attention on that to the voters and give an idea of really what the Democrat Party is all
well,
about?
Well, I mean, this doesn't surprise me, but what's going on here is, Paul, it doesn't have any top-of-the-mind awareness for Oklahoma because we know no matter what they do, we're not going to let that happen here. In fact, we're talking about raising the age of consent from 16 to 18. We just passed a measure to raise legal marriage because it was 16, and we've raised that up to 18, and other states are doing the same thing. The Democrats can talk about what they want to do all they want, and they can talk about it until the cows come home. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen in some of these other states. More and more, we're starting to see plenty of these other states embrace more conservative values. And the more leftist that they're dragging the Democrat Party, the more obsolete the Democrat Party becomes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree. 100%.
So I say instead of trying to stop them from doing something that they want to do, that they probably aren't going to be able to do, I just say let them go. Here's the rope. Hang yourself.
Oh, yeah. I told my wife that when Biden was elected.
Yeah.
And I told her now that they're in both chambers, everything they do will be moving forward will be their responsibility. Mm-hmm. I can't blame Trump or anybody else. Yeah, I agree with you on that. But the only reason I mentioned it or even thought of it is, well, as you know, as California goes, so goes the state. I'm not overly concerned about it, but if the voters had more of a broader perspective of just how focused they are on trans rights and minors' body autonomy rights for their surgeries and sexual exploration at 14 as an age of consent, that might sway some of the more moderate Democrats to rethink their position on, you know, what they're supporting.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the reason for the call.
Well, and then the other thing that I'm starting to see, California wake up. I mean, they've got, it's looking like their new mayor in Los Angeles is going to be a conservative, and it's also looking like their new governor is going to be a conservative.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. I don't know that they would be able to get anything more done than anybody else because the governing bodies they're up against are still on fire, liberals. But I would think it's a big billboard as to the change in sensibilities.
Yeah, I agree. That would be lovely. As a caveat to that, though, many years ago, in a predominantly Asian district, section of Orange County, Garden Grove, there was a conservative Republican woman who was winning, the presumptive winner on election night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, as you know, California, some number of votes ballots appeared, and she lost. So everyone in the media on both sides saw her winning as a winner. She lost the next day. So even though he may win the votes, the longer they continue counting the votes, the more they're going to discover these other ballots that they didn't have before but suddenly came in.
Okay. Well, I think it's, again, more important to keep the focus on look how far left these Democrats are getting versus what they could do or what they want to do. That's a lot of speculation right there. Paul, thanks for the call in UConn, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. I was over in Arcadia yesterday, and I drove by one of the staple restaurants along Route 66, and it was packed with motorcycles. These are people who are driving across the country on Route 66 in celebration of the 100th anniversary of Route 66. And they're stopping at all the landmarks, and they're having a look at all of the neat businesses along the way and how many towns have preserved that Route 66 heritage, one of which is El Reno, upon which is Frontier Auto Group. And Frontier Auto Group has been on Route 66 about as long as there's been a Route 66. So they know everything there is to know about Chevys and Chryslers, Dodge, Rams, all of those, Jeeps, because they've seen their evolution and experienced it one hand. They've also had one owner the entire time, one generation after another, and the people working there, one generation after another. So you can trust them. Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 and the roundabout. Easy to find. 405-262-3355. Maybe drive Route 66 and get your kicks at Frontier Auto Group. FrontierMotor.net.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
Guns, guns, guns. Claude Hall's original OKC gun show is this weekend, June 6th and 7th at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. Wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at okcgunshow.com.
McWorth fortifies Oklahoma live Saturday morning, 8 a.m.
a.m. Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, partly cloudy tonight. A 20% chance of rain. Low of 70. Cloudy tomorrow, 80% chance of rain and a high of 80. Tomorrow night's low 68. Into Sunday, 40% chance of rain, high 85. Monday sunny and a high of 90. It's 87 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Kevin on his way back from Tishomingo. How are ya? Hello? Oh, there we go, Kevin. Had the switch in the wrong position. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I was just going to let everybody know Murray State College in Tishomingo puts on gunsmithing classes every year.
I know. I've heard all about them, too. I need to go one year.
They're great. This is my second year. I did 4 weeks last year. I'm doing 4 weeks this year. They're week-long classes, different subjects, and really, really quality class.
Yep. I'd love to do that myself, and one of these days I need to do that. It would be one of those things I'd have to take some vacation time to do it, probably.
That was my excuse for retiring last year. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share that with your listeners.
So, did you have something in particular you wanted to learn, or just overall in general?
Oh no, I'm hitting specific classes I'm interested in. Last year was basic gunsmithing and AR building.
Mm-hmm.
This year I'm working towards long distance shooting gun rifles.
Yeah.
So this year I'm going to build a long distance rifle.
My main thing would be just, you know, when you're out at the range and something weird really happens, you know, like you get a jam you just can't unjam, that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing I would want to learn how to do, just basic repair.
Yeah, that they cover that. Mm-hmm. That's and shotguns, rifles, pistols. They cover all of that in a week long basic gunsmithing class. Mm-hmm.
How many of those do you have to have before you can be considered a gunsmith?
I don't know. I'm only repairing my own stuff, and I'm just doing it for me and my own education, which is, I think, what a lot of folks really, really would enjoy.
Well, you're never too old to learn something new.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let folks know they need more folks attending. A lot of their classes end up getting canceled because they don't have enough folks attending.
I see. Is it expensive?
No. Yeah. They're very reasonable.
Yeah.
So take a look into it. It's Murray State College.
Murray State College in Tishomingo. Thank you so much, Kevin. I'm glad you're listening in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. President Trump said that he is willing to meet with Iran's supreme leader, Mojtabi Khamenei, if ongoing negotiations between Washington and Tehran yield a deal. Well, they haven't yet, and I don't know when they are, because to me the Iranians do nothing but stall, obfuscate, slow down. The more they do that, the better for them, because the more they keep the ceasefire going, the more they get to keep their infrastructure. The more they keep their infrastructure, the more opportunity they have to repair the infrastructure. The more opportunity they have to repair the infrastructure, the faster they get back to building missiles again. That's where I'm at. And I imagine President Trump is willing to meet with Mojtabi Khamenei, since he probably doesn't have any lips. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem issued an advisory warning U.S. citizens in the region to exercise increased caution, particularly in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. Trump said his red line for restarting the war with Iran would be if U.S. troops were killed in the Middle East. The Trump administration launched Operation Epic Fury against Iran on February of 28. The United Kingdom and France reportedly have finalized plans to lead a multinational mission to clear naval mines from the Strait of Hormuz. Good. Where you guys been? And I guess they, too, got tired of not having any oil or gas. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And then the Iranians also are starting to come up with their ultimatums. Your ultimatum is we're not going to bomb the hell out of you. How's that? On the way, how did raising the minimum wage work out for California, Oregon, and Washington? And if it's working out so good over there, why do we want it here? I'm talking to an expert from the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs coming up on Freedom 96.9. Also, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, your calls. Okay, let me see if I can, where was I going to go here? I was trying to look up an email, and I was trying to look up some messages that people had sent me. Let's see. Jonathan writes, Lee, you are so dumb. Missouri, Nebraska, and states around it as well have raised their minimum wage. They are not having any problems. Yes, but Jonathan, they haven't raised it to $15 an hour. I'm not against raising the minimum wage. I'm against raising it quickly and to a point that it's bad for business. I don't have a problem with the minimum wage going from what it is now, $7.25 to $8.25 or $7.25 to maybe $8 even. Because I think the marketplace can handle that. The marketplace can't handle $15 an hour. But thanks a lot for writing in on my Facebook page, which, by the way, is open for your comments. And if you friend me, I'll friend you back on Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Communism, you work really, really hard all your life, and every single penny you make goes to the government and is redistributed. Capitalism, you work really, really hard, and you make money, and you get to keep it to spend as you please. Yeah, I like the second version better, and so does Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. That's why he got into the business of taking money and making more money with it. Also, in doing so, you're making better things for your fellow man because that money goes into the market, into the workplace, and helps businesses grow. And it can help your account grow as well. So make sure to keep everything that you have coming to you and everything you have worked so hard to earn by letting Michael McGuire design a plan for you to make that grow from McGuire Capital. His home, his personal cell number, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. I wouldn't use anybody else in the metro because Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital has been doing this since he was 14 years of age. Really? And he fell in love with it at that age. McGuireCap.com, the website, 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany. McGuire Capital. And make sure to hear his program, The Bull and Bear Show, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg, with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low-T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson in Oklahoma City. I'm coming to see you in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. But right now, we got a lot of news to cover this week. The world continues to be insane. The situation in Iran continues to fester. And my job is to get you through the headlines and all the breaking news right here on Freedom 96.9. And I will take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, and we've got a low of 70. Cloudy tomorrow, 80% chance of rain, high of 80. Low tomorrow night, 68. Into Sunday, 40% chance of rain, high of 85. And then on Monday, sunny and a high of 90. It's 89 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Deanne in Midwest City. Hi.
Hi there. I wanted to talk about minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that when I worked at McDonald's in Midwest City, they paid $1.90 an hour, which was fantastic because I think it was $1.35, something like that, everywhere else. But anyway, I had a roommate, and then I would go to the local junior college at night. It just wasn't difficult. I think people are wanting to live too large without earning their stripes. And it wasn't taxing on me. It wasn't hard. I just didn't, you know, and I was 16, almost 17.
You were making more money than a lot of your friends.
I was.
Yeah.
And a lot of, yeah. So as soon as I got out of that job, I went to work for the VA. And I just moved on up from there and got through college. And you really can do it without help.
Yeah.
Now, I will say I got some grants and student loans when I went up to Nebraska for the rest of my schooling, but it just isn't as hard as people make it out to be, and college isn't for everybody. We know that.
No. It wasn't for me, and I went 4 years, you know?
Yeah. When I wrapped it up,
got the diploma. And, you know, I was already on my way on a career that I wanted to. I thought to myself, why did I spend? And it wasn't a lot of money then. This is 40 years ago. I guess I spent maybe 25 grand for a 4-year degree. And, I came out with no debt. So, but, you know, I was like, wow, that 25 grand, I probably could have put a down payment on a house or even bought a house at that time, you know?
Easily.
Yeah.
Yes, you could have.
Because what I learned in college, compared to what I learned on the job, you could stuff in a thimble and flush down the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lee. You're a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend, Deanne, on Freedom 96.9. And the other thing I was going to get into with Deanne was the here's how they're trying to spin this minimum wage thing. They're trying to spin it as, instead of it being a minimum wage, we need to think of it as a living wage. In other words, employers, no matter who they are, should have to pay you enough for you to make a living. The problem is the marketplace is competitive. And the competition in the marketplace is not going to allow you, somebody with no skills or just starting out on your very first job, to get paid the same as someone who has 10 or 15 years experience. Again, it's communism slowly but surely creeping in. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see here. I don't have time to get to what Raven had to say, so I'll hang on to that coming up on Freedom 96.9. How did it work out for California, Oregon, and Washington State? Minimum wage. And we're going to be talking more about this in person with a member of the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs who's going to be joining me in the next hour. The video blog is posted for Firearms Friday this week. Does a red dot sight on your pistol make that much difference? Freedom 96.9. Also coming up, job numbers are up. What do you think? And what are some red states doing to entice blue state people to move there that the blue states absolutely refuse to do? And it's okay if you're moving from a blue state. Just don't bring your blue state sensibilities. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Firefighters say a home in Spencer is a total loss after a Thursday morning fire. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The number of empty stores in the nation's largest city has officials worried.
A report by the New York City Comptroller's Office finds up to 20% of storefronts in some neighborhoods are empty. Many of them closed during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's lower than during COVID itself, but still high enough to worry city officials. Storefronts create local jobs, economic activity, and increased foot traffic. A storefront within a block of a vacant property is 30% more likely to be unoccupied itself than the typical storefront citywide. And those that close tend to sit empty for months or even years. An encouraging finding? Mom-and-pop businesses are 84% likely to either be open or replaced by another small business. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
The organization Alliance to End Gun Violence has strategically erected a billboard calling for an end to armed violence.
The large outdoor sign is placed near the Islamic Center of San Diego, and it comes just 2 weeks after that tragic shooting at the mosque that left 5 people dead, including the 2-teen gunmen. On that billboard, the words urging to save a life, lock up your gun. The image on the billboard shows a child finding a gun inside a dresser drawer. The Alliance reportedly planned its secure storage billboard campaign 2 months prior to the tragic mosque shooting. I'm Phil Farrar.
A 300-pound black bear is the newest resident at a San Diego animal sanctuary.
Olivia the black bear traveled more than 2,000 miles from Minnesota to Alpine. The bear was rehomed May 20th. She's now in quarantine and will receive a comprehensive medical evaluation before being released into her new home at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. The rehoming came as Olivia was living in the backyard of a private owner who surrendered her. The Alpine Rescue says Olivia is showing interest in food and enrichment items and will receive lifelong care at her new forever home. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are asking for the public's assistance identifying suspects in a recent school burglary. Investigators have released surveillance video showing two people they want to question, and photos of those two are currently available on the Oklahoma City Police Department Facebook page. The burglary happened at a school near Northwest 10th and Council, and authorities are asking anyone who has information to contact Crime Stoppers. No arrests have been made. Firefighters report a home in Spencer as a total loss after a fire early Thursday morning. Crews were called out around 5 a.m. to a home near Westminster. The house was already fully engulfed when they arrived, but no one was inside at the time. No injuries have been reported, but crews spent hours putting out hot spots.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation. An Oklahoma City man will spend 9 years in federal prison on drug and gun charges. Ramon Zuniga Magdalano was found with a large amount of cocaine and a firearm, and investigators say more than 1,100 grams of coke were recovered from his home. He pleaded guilty last year, and officials say he'll be deported after serving his sentence. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
What are the only two countries Trump will trust to remove the enriched uranium from Iran? Coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with humidity along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring more clouds than sun with humidity lingering and a chance of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Temperatures will reach a high of 79 degrees. Tomorrow night will be overcast and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible and a low of 66 degrees. As for Sunday, anticipate humid conditions with a mix of clouds and sunshine. The afternoon will turn breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas as temperatures climb to a high of 85 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
Trump sealed what you broke.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
You can't stand there and tell us how to clean up the mess.
Not last week.
I think the next best option would be
not last week.
The IAEA and an international team recover the material.
Not yesterday.
And then move it to the IAEA's fuel bank.
Keep up with what's happening
in Kazakhstan.
Now.
In fact, the United States Senate only works
with a new Freedom 96.9.
And everybody isn't crazy at the same time.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
The most surprising thing that happened today was the release of a poll that came out of Eastern Oklahoma. And it showed that not only is Mike Mazie leading in the gubernatorial race, Gettner Drummond has slipped to second. And coming up quickly as a distant third is Jake Merrick. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Still got a long way to go. We've got to get through a primary and a runoff. But there definitely will be a runoff on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. That's my email. That's my number. My email address, lmatthews@freedom969.com. You can find me on the website, too, freedom969.com, and on X profiles and on the Facebook page, which I've just posted the Firearms Friday video of this week, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. I've noticed that most law enforcement, and this doesn't seem to matter if I'm talking about the local police, the sheriff's department, the FBI, Secret Service, it's getting to the point where I'm seeing them all have red dot sights on their guns. So how much difference does a red dot sight on a pistol mean? How much does it make? We put it to the test, and the video is posted at freedom969.com on my X profile, on my Facebook profile as well. So have a look at it, share it with friends, see where the conversation goes. Does the new firework regulation apply to Oklahoma City? No, it doesn't. But it does open up sparklers and bottle rockets in other areas where it is legal to buy and sell fireworks. Jobs numbers are up, and not just up a little, way up. So the stock markets enjoyed that very much the last 2 days and have been setting records. I thought Trump was supposed to be ruining our economy. Two countries Trump will trust, and the only two countries that Trump will trust to safely remove the enriched uranium. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, and your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We were also talking about the minimum wage and state question 832. Raven writes, Nebraska's increase to $15 an hour minimum wage was certainly benefited some workers, but it also created challenges for many small businesses. Unlike large corporations with significant financial resources, local employers often found themselves operating on a much tighter margin. The increase affects more than just hourly wages. It also raises payroll taxes, overtime costs, workers' compensation premiums, and other labor-related expenses. Many businesses have also had to increase wages for experienced employees to maintain reasonable pay differences between entry-level and skilled positions. As a result, the true cost of the wage increase extends well beyond the employee who were previously earning a minimum wage. For some Nebraska businesses, these higher costs have led to increased prices, delayed hiring, reduced staffing flexibility, and concerns about future growth. While higher wages provide additional income for workers, consumers may ultimately pay more for goods and services as businesses work to offset rising operating expenses. The reality is that the economic impact reaches far beyond the employee receiving a raise. Thank you, Raven. You sound to me like you maybe know something about this, like you're kind of a, I don't know, HR person or something. Yeah. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
John.
And John, you are where, if anywhere?
I'm headed home in Yukon.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, about the minimum wage deal, I saw a sample ballot, and it's quite lengthy, the description, but two things stick out. Is the minimum wage increase does not stop at $15 an hour.
No, it does not.
All right, so every year it raises. Now, the second thing was that there is a portion of workers that are included in the raise, but are technically government workers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also tied to raise taxes every year to pay for those people's pay increase.
Uh-huh. And you know what else?
After
it hits $15 an hour, so that's 2029, it'll be $15 an hour. After that, it will go up not based upon the cost of living in Oklahoma, but based upon the national average of cost of living. So guess who sets the national average of cost of living? California, New York, Illinois.
And Chicago.
Yeah. So it'll be based on their cost of living, not ours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I figured if people want to know anything about the minimum wage here in Oklahoma, it's the fact that their taxes are going to go up guaranteed pretty much every year.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
And I'm a heck no for that.
Yeah. Oh, I am too.
Because if we're going to have a serious conversation about removing property taxes, then we can't vote in an automatic tax increase every year.
Right. That's going to go up and up, not even based on anything that has to do with Oklahoma's productivity or employment level.
Yes. And the fact that the state legislature can't debate it is a pretty serious no to me.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway. Thanks, Lee.
Yes. Big no on state question 832. That's what this is all about. I'm going to be talking in another half hour or so with someone from the Oklahoma Public Affairs, the Committee for Public Affairs, and they are a big no on SQ 832, which is the measure that will raise the minimum wage. So that's coming up on Freedom 96.9, Council on Public Affairs. There we go. You heard the index cards in my brain that were being flipped for that word. Yeah. The Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs, OCPAC. 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. An Oklahoma ballot proposal, State Question 832, would significantly increase the state's minimum wage by tying all of the cost of living and expensive in urban areas. The measure is on the ballot coming up. Back in 2023, Oregon enacted a similar minimum wage policy. It ties the state's minimum wage to inflation. For Oregon, that law set in stone something the state had been practicing for years. It gives Oklahoma a good idea of what to expect. Since the year 2000, Oklahoma has raised a minimum wage almost annually from $6.50 to $15.95, according to the Federal Reserve. Since then, Oregon's overall labor participation rate has fallen from 68% to 62%. It's been even worse for people between 16 and 24 years of age. The labor participation for that age group in Oregon was a robust 70% in 2000 and has fallen to 61%. Oregon has fewer young people working in 2024 than it did in 2000, despite the population of younger people having grown by 31,000. If the participation rate had stayed the same in 2000, Oregon would have 63,000 more 16 to 24-year-olds in the workforce. Meanwhile, even as fewer people in Oregon are looking for work, everyone is paying more for what they need or want. Since 2008, the earliest available data, Oregon's cost of living compared to the rest of the country has risen 7%. Oregon has moved from 23rd most expensive state to live in to 9th most expensive. Oregon, along with Washington and California, gives Oklahoma a clear picture of what an ever-increasing minimum wage really means. So, again, we'll be talking to Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
Hey, this is James.
Hi, James. And calling from where, if anywhere?
Oh, Payne County, Oklahoma.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you.
Hey, have you, I just tuned in a little while ago. Have you discussed the specifics about agriculture here in Oklahoma and what this new
I've only touched proposal. On it. I've only touched on it lightly. Why don't you enlighten me?
Well, I read that the former protections that existed, because agriculture is a unique, you know, it's not a 9-to-5, you know,
right.
5-day a week
right.
job. There's certain seasons, you know, certain times of the year. It's very intensive, very long hours, and it's not based on you come to work for 8 hours. It's based on you work until this job gets done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these cows got to be taken care of. This crop's got to be harvested. You know, this hay's got to be put up and so forth and so on. And so, anyway, there were protections that existed for folks hiring labor in the field of agriculture. But I read that in this new proposal, those protections will be gone.
They will be gone. Yeah.
Well, that's not good, Lee.
No, it's not. That is not good at all.
No, I just anyway, I just wanted to toss that out there for.
No, I'm know, glad you did. Yeah. I'm glad you did. Yeah, because the nobody's even thinking about how it affects agriculture and the agriculture industry.
Well, and yeah, so the difficulties that'll arise for employers, you know, in running their business and.
It will treat the small farmer just like he's a McDonald's.
Right.
That's exactly what it'll do.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough to try to scrape up some kind of a profit out of agriculture to begin with, and this will make it worse.
Now, the McDonald's of the world will survive because they will automate. I mean, in other states right now that have $15 minimum wages, you know what they've done? They fired everybody, and the managers have to do everything. The managers have to take the order if they're taking a live order, and they have to actually go and get the food if they have to go and get the food. Now, it's automated inside, but it's the manager who ends up bringing you the food because they're the ones preparing it. So that's what would happen. So, but McDonald's has set itself up to do that, to automate. Chick-fil-A's of the world, they won't automate because their bread and butter depends upon somebody actually bringing you the food. But they're already paying their kids about $15 an hour, but they hire a lot of kids. And they're not open on one day of the week, so they don't have to work 24/7. And they don't have the added expense. You're paying $20 for a chicken sandwich. And the people who go to Chick-fil-A don't mind paying $20 for a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's pretty steep for a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Lee. I just wanted to throw that out.
No, I'm glad you did. And again, more conversation coming up on that in the next half hour on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Shannon writes, Lee, it's a foreign company that'll cause massive pollution, as he says. The Enola smelting operation that has been halted by Gettner Drummond. So Shannon Wright says it's a foreign company that will cause massive pollution. He says the United Arab Emirates sounds like an Islamic theocracy gaining a toehold on top of the Chi-Com land grab we already have. Not a Gettner fan, but I'm just asking. Okay, no, the United Arab Emirates only owns about 60% of that company. The other 40% is American-made. The United Arab Emirates is one of the richest countries in the world, if not the richest. So the good part about them owning a smelting operation in Enola is that it will be solvent because the United Arab Emirates are very rich and they will keep it solvent. So it'll be a good business venture. By the way, United Arab Emirates has been an ally of the United States going back to just after World War II. So I don't mind our allies investing in our infrastructure. It's our potential enemies that worry me. So, Shannon, I don't think that even enters into the question for Gettner Drummond and why he's poking his nose in this Enola smelter deal. I think he's poking his nose in this Enola smelter deal because he knows there's a lot of people in Enola that don't want it, and he's trying to get them to vote for him. I don't think he cares if they're Democrat or Republican or whatever they are. He's trying to get them to know who he is, to get ballot familiarity in that part of the state. 405-608-4377 if you want to join in on the conversation. On Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with The Drive. I know a lot of people, both in my family and outside my family, who passed away before they had a chance to collect a dime of any of the benefits they had coming to them. I don't want that to happen to you. So if you are eligible for Medicare, this is one of the biggest and juiciest and life-saving benefits that you should take advantage of as soon as you are eligible. And if you were born in 1961, you are eligible. I also bet you're getting a lot of phone calls from people telling you, mail, emails, and text as well, come sign up with me. Sign up with me. I'll solve all your problems. Well, you need to sign up with somebody who is here local and understands the local Sooner Care options and the other options that are available to you. So make one phone call yourself to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make, and if you're new to Medicare, they'll walk you through it. If you have some questions about your current Medicare, they can probably solve those problems too. The team at Well-Preserved can put together a plan that'll work for you. Call them at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, and then take care of yourself.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
Grocery cost up, gas up, property taxes up, and politicians keep wasting your money. I'm Suzanne Callahan, CPA and Republican candidate for House District 38. Numbers don't lie. The government spends too much without real oversight or accountability. Oklahoma families need a fiscal watchdog, not more excuses. On June 16th, vote to protect your paycheck. Vote Republican Suzanne Callahan for House District 38. I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Suzanne Callahan 2026.
Millions estimate their benefits online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Hadn't had a chance to have a look at the Firearms Friday video of the week. It is put up and posted. Freedom969.com. Also on my Facebook page, my X profile. So have a look at it and share it on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. A turnpike project? Forcing a well-established pub to close? No. A turnpike project is forcing Mooney's Pub and Grill to close. Go on. The owners are making sure something very important inside the pub doesn't get torn down, as so many other lives will be, thanks to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Joe is a Vietnam veteran who was injured while serving and became blind. He received two Purple Hearts. He was just 13 or 14 days away from going home, and they asked for a volunteer to go on a night patrol. When on a night patrol, a phosphorus grenade came in, RPG, and he was fourth in line in the patrol. The first two guys were killed immediately. The other fellow died shortly after that. He made it and couldn't see anything, lost a lot of hearing as well, and other injuries. He's a frequent patron of Mooney's Pub and Grill in Norman, which has become the hub for veterans to hang out. It's a patriotic bar. A lot of veterans come in, tell their stories, get things off their chest. Mooney's is part owned by Brent Quintero, and the Turnpike Project is forcing him to close. In anticipation of closing, Joe's Purple Heart is going to travel a little way up I-35 to a new home at Oklahoma Smoke Barbecue, where Quintero is also part owner. So if you're wondering why they don't just move and rebuild, that's why. He said, please take it to another store, your store, and give it a home if you want to know. Otherwise, I'll keep it, but I would. And he said he would be honored if you could just find a spot for it. And Jeff did. So that's a good story. Joe's Purple Heart isn't on the wall at Oklahoma's Barbecue yet, as they work to find the perfect box to display it in. It's a shame that Turnpike bulldozing that perfectly good pub. 405-608-4377. And John writes, Lee, your radio station needs to move you to mornings and send Deal back to CNN? All right. I'm not sure what that means, John, but no. Morning drive, there's not as much interaction. I've done my share of morning drive, and believe me, I don't mind. In fact, I like working mornings. I like having the rest of the day to do what I can do. But honestly, for a talk show that requires interaction with callers to succeed, it needs to be on at a time of day when people are able to actually call in and interact. And that time of day, best time of day for it is in the afternoons when people are getting out of work and school and they want to catch up on what they missed out while they were at work or school. And then they usually want to talk about it. Mornings is the time when you turn on the radio to see what the weather's going to be, where the traffic is, and you need things rapid fire. There's not a whole lot of time to stop to talk about a topic. So that's why, John, I will remain in the afternoons. But thanks a lot for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. That is my email address directly, or you can communicate on one of the social media sites. And we'll be joined by...
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump said he'd be honored to meet the Supreme Leader of Iran with one big stipulation.
When asked if he would meet Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei, President Trump said he would have that meeting, quote, if it was to make a deal. While behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office, President Trump said, if we make a deal, it's possible. 4 months ago, the Ayatollah's father was killed in a U.S.-Israeli airstrike at the start of Operation Epic Fury. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is rejecting for now a face-to-face meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to the BBC, Putin says he doesn't see any point for now, a day after Zelensky sent an open letter proposing direct talks on neutral ground as part of efforts to negotiate an end to the war.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 695 points, the S&P 500 fell 200 points, the NASDAQ plunged 1,121 points. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are asking for the public's assistance identifying suspects in a recent school burglary. Investigators have released surveillance video showing two people they want to question, and photos of those two are currently available on the Oklahoma City Police Department Facebook page. The burglary happened at a school near Northwest 10th and Council, and authorities are asking anyone who has information to contact Crime Stoppers. No arrests have been made. Firefighters report a home in Spencer as a total loss after a fire early Thursday morning. Crews were called out around 5 a.m. to a home near Westminster. The house was already fully engulfed when they arrived, but no one was inside at the time. No injuries have been reported, but crews spent hours putting out hot spots. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. An Oklahoma City man will spend 9 years in federal prison on drug and gun charges. Ramon Zuniga Magdalano was found with a large amount of cocaine and a firearm, and investigators say more than 1,100 grams of coke were recovered from his home. He pleaded guilty last year, and officials say he'll be deported after serving his sentence. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values, protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Don't miss the Summer Savings Sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Four magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite Pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
Well, if it's so great, how did it work out for California, Oregon, and Washington? Raising the minimum wage, I'm talking with an expert on it from the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs as the drive continues. In 30 seconds, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with humidity along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring more clouds than sun with humidity lingering and a chance of a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Temperatures will reach a high of 79 degrees. Tomorrow night will be overcast and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible and a low of 66 degrees. As for Sunday, anticipate humid conditions with a mix of clouds and sunshine. The afternoon will turn breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas as temperatures climb to a high of 85 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and the Drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Matthew writes, Lee, the mass exodus from California is trying to turn Texas blue. It also is happening here. Well, Matthew, I have not seen so many people from California moving here that want to change Oklahoma. I don't see a lot of people from California who want to bring their sensibilities here from California. And that is, I think, a pretty good sign. Most of the people that I am seeing here that move from California are trying to get away from all of that oppression in California. But speaking of which, Texas and Florida and other booming red states aren't just winning in the migration race because of lower taxes and warmer weather. They've also embraced an anti-regulation housing strategy that many high-cost states have resisted. As Americans and businesses continue to pour into southern states, the influx is testing whether fast-growing regions can add enough homes and infrastructure to keep pace. And southern states are also keeping up by decreasing regulations that put roadblocks for faster construction of new builds. Housing industry leaders say southern states that have prioritized new construction and have better positioning to accommodate growth, while markets burdened by restrictive zoning rules, lengthy permitting processes, and other regulatory hurdles have struggled to add supply and keep home prices in check. And again, all of that is fine with me. The strategy is becoming increasingly important as Americans continue to relocate from high-cost coastal markets to lower tax states. Rapid population growth, constrained roads, utilities, and public services. Housing experts say states that pair infrastructure investments with home building efforts are better equipped to accommodate newcomers without worsening housing shortages. The issue has also taken on a greater political significance ahead of the midterm elections as voters continue to rank the cost of living among their top economic concerns. And again, that's all fine and dandy. I don't mind. Come. You'll love living here. You'll love the can-do attitude of folks in Oklahoma and in Texas. You'll love the low cost of living. You could sell your 900-square-foot bungalow on the coast in California and have enough money to buy two houses, one of which would have enough property for horses. And you'd be able to pay for it outright. And even though you'll still be paying you'd be paying property taxes, it would be a lot less property taxes. But don't bring your blue sensibilities. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we were talking earlier about State Question 832, which raises the minimum wage from $7.25 gradually to $15 and then beyond. Dave Bond serves as the Vice President for Advocacy at the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs, and he's joining me now. And Dave, I've been keeping up with some of your essays and some of the things you've been writing for the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. And all I can say is that a lot of what you're writing agrees with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lee, so much for the opportunity. State Question 832, it's really important for folks to know it is a whole lot more than just an increase to $15 an hour. If it passes, and it's on the June 16th ballot, it's on the primary ballot coming up in less than 2 weeks. If it passes, what it will do is it will impose California's job-killing minimum wage structure on pretty much every small business in our entire state.
Now, let's play devil's advocate, because this is what we're getting. This is what we're hearing a lot of. Well, why don't we raise the minimum wage? Because you can't live off of $7.25 an hour.
Right. So then I think it's really important to look at the states that have gone down this road and been on it for a little while and see how it's worked out there. There's really only three states of any real size that have had it in something that is extremely similar to State Question 832 for 10 years or more. And believe it or not, it is the three West Coast states, Oregon, California,
I'm
and
shocked.
Washington. It is very surprising. and the two big things that they have seen from it in the aftermath that they are still going through is, one, an incredible loss of entry-level starter jobs. Those are the primary jobs that tend to go away the quickest when something like State Question 832 is passed into law statewide. So job loss, especially for entry-level jobs, and then also price increases on essentials like groceries and gas and childcare far beyond anything that Oklahomans have experienced. Everybody in the country has seen price increases over the past 6 years compared to what they were at the beginning of 2020. But some states have taken it much further. And when you look at most essential areas of cost that Oklahomans have to deal with every day, housing, fuel, childcare, utilities, average price in those three states that have done something like State Question 832 is double or more what Oklahomans are paying today.
And you'll see it immediately, won't you?
In all likelihood, yes. Some of the effects tend to come quicker than others. Big businesses, when something like State Question 832 passes, tend to automate at a much faster pace, replacing humans with machines and kiosks and all that kind of thing. Every McDonald's has the kiosks in it already. It's just in California, if you want to order something, you have to use them, whereas in Oklahoma, it's an option, but you have people doing that job as well. And so those types of entry-level jobs, that's just one example. It cuts across pretty much any industry you can think of. Those are the kinds of jobs that begin to go away extremely fast. And the experience in those West Coast states, too, is also a lot of times that, for instance, in Seattle, which the Seattle metro area has a population almost identical to Oklahoma's, and in Seattle, wages for entry-level or for lower-wage workers, because that's who we're typically wanting to try to help if we were to vote yes on something like State Question 832, average pay for those folks has gone down since Washington put this in place over a decade ago because most businesses have to make severe adjustments when this kind of thing is passed, something like State Question 832. And a lot of businesses, if they cannot automate, the next option is to start slashing people's hours. You get to keep your job. You're getting paid more per hour, but your take-home pay is less at the end of the day because you got your hour slashed.
Yeah. You were a full-time employee. Now you're going to be a part-time employee, and you're going to be very part-time, like maybe 4 hours a day, if that much.
Right. So you bring up something else that's really good for people to be aware of, too. It's not just – State Question 832 is not just raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 2.5 years. It will continue to go up after that every year, year after year after year. And the increases will be based not on the cost of living in Oklahoma. It will be based off the federal government's Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners, which factors in the cost of living increases in New York City and Chicago and California and Seattle and Miami, places with much higher cost of living than Oklahoma. But that is what will be used to determine the minimum wage that a small business owner has to pay in Enid or Woodward or anywhere else in the state.
Dave Bond, Vice President for Advocacy at the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. He's here, and as long as I'm here, we both urge you, vote no on State Question 832. No on State Question 832. There really is no other. It'll be a yes or no vote. You vote no unless you want all these things to happen. Now, here's the criticism I keep getting from people, including our Secretary of Labor, Commissioner of Labor, who recently said, no, it's not a minimum wage. We need a living wage. I don't know about you, Dave, but the minimum wage is not supposed to be a living wage.
Yeah, I wish the experience in the other states that have gone down this road ahead of us was that when you pass something like State Question 832, everything just works out how you're told it's going to, and everything goes well, and everybody gets to keep their job, and everybody's wages go up, and they're better able to provide for their families as a result. But the experience in these other states that have done it over and over again is exactly the opposite. Prices go up on everybody, including senior citizens, after something like this. And the job losses, particularly for those lower wage folks who supposedly this is trying to help, they can be very severe. I wish that was not the case, but unfortunately it just is. There are some states here in the middle of the country that have passed something similar to State Question 832 in the last few years, so Arkansas, Missouri, Nebraska. I would argue that what they did are as extreme and aggressive as State Question 832. State Question 832 really is carbon copying the way California and Oregon and Washington do minimum wage for small businesses and bringing it straight to Oklahoma and applying it on every small business in the state. There is an exception in State Question 832 if your business has less than 10 employees. Unless your business does gross business, and that's the phrase it uses, not profits, but gross business, of $100,000 or more a year. Well, that's going to cover most snow cone stands.
Yeah.
So pretty much any business in Oklahoma that has employees, State Question 832 will apply to those businesses.
That's why you want to vote no. This is Dave Bond we're talking to, Vice President of Advocacy for the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. I used on the air this example, Dave, and maybe you can correct me if this is a poor example. All right,
I doubt it.
You have a favorite store where you like to go and buy your widgets. All right, yeah. Of course, they sell it at the big box stores, but at this widget store where you go, you like talking to the people. You know where everything is. They can tell you, and all of a sudden, now they have to pay all the people who work there a lot more money than they did. So they can't compete with the Walmarts of the world or the big box stores of the world who can cut back staff and automate things, which they will, and then therefore continue to sell that widget at the price you're used to paying. Well, this other store is going to have to hike that widget's price way up, and all of a sudden you're not shopping there anymore. This is how it's going to hurt small business in Oklahoma. Is that a good analogy?
It's a fantastic analogy. You know, I have a really close family who had spent the past decade living in California. They finally had to relocate back to the middle of the country last year. And when they heard that this was on our ballot here in Oklahoma, they said, oh, my gosh, don't do that. All our favorite small businesses, all our favorite coffee shops and all those kinds of places, when we put this in over a decade ago, the ones that didn't wipe out already were left so vulnerable that when COVID came through and all the shutdowns, they were gone and they never returned. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing that attacks small businesses directly. It often works in favor of large businesses like Walmart and Amazon because of the reasons you just outlined. They can automate. They already have a lot of the technology. It's a lot easier for them to scale it, which makes it even more economical for them to use it to replace humans with machines. And they have shareholders as publicly traded companies that they have to answer to. At some point, they don't have a choice. It is what they are going to do. And small businesses are at such a disadvantage already compared to that. This will exacerbate that problem. It's also for farming and ranching as well. Mm-hmm. We have different rules right now in Oklahoma law for family farms and ranches because it's a very seasonal industry. It deals with a lot of stuff that most other industries don't. The State Question 832 completely gets rid of those special protections for farms and ranches. It also treats, we have different rules right now in Oklahoma for part-time employees versus full-time employees. State Question 832 eliminates those. We have different rules right now for employees who are students, ages 22 and below, as compared to working adults. State Question 832 eliminates those as well. State Question 832 treats a 16-year-old with zero job experience and zero skills, first day on the job, the same as a single mom in her late 30s who's been working for 20 years and is the sole breadwinner of her family. As the father of a 16-year-old son, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm just not. And then on top of that, it treats every small business in Oklahoma like it's a McDonald's in California.
Yeah, yeah. And again, this is not your minimum wage. It's not supposed to be a living wage. It's supposed to be the wage at which you're going to keep from starving to death, but hopefully will be motivated to improve your performance to where you're no longer making minimum wage and you're working your way up the pay ladder.
Right. I mean, typically minimum wage jobs or jobs below or near $10 an hour are entry-level jobs where our young people learn how to work.
Mm-hmm.
They learn how to be responsible outside the home. They learn how to be entrusted with things. And then they can proceed from there. These are stepping stone jobs. These are not career jobs. These are stepping stone entry-level starter jobs. But they are the jobs that go away because if you're a small business and something like State Question 832 passes – and it dramatically increases the cost of employing people because it's not just the wages, right?
Yeah.
As a small business owner, you're paying FICA and all these other things that you're required to by the federal government as well. And every wage increase increases those other things also for the small business. They're going to have to let people go in order to deal with that. And that small business, they're either going to let go the most senior person who's closer to retirement and is already costing more on health benefits and those things, or they're going to let go the most inexperienced person who is truly that true entry-level starter job. And those are the jobs that go away in the states that have been doing this.
And this is Dave Bond, who serves as the vice president for advocacy at the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. Vote no on State Question 832. You've given us several reasons to do just that. I can't think of one good reason to vote for it other than, oh, it'll make me feel so much better about myself. Putting all these places out of business? There you go. Thank you, Dave Bond, for the information. And where can people learn more, not only about this, but also the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs?
Lee, thank you so much. So we have a couple places folks can go. SQ832KillsJobs.com. SQ832KillsJobs.com has a ton of info about the state question, including a link where you can read the whole thing for yourself. I think it's really healthy for Oklahomans to know what they're voting on before they go and do that. SQ832KillsJobs.com and then OCPAThink.org.
Thank you very much once again, Dave Bond, who's Vice President for Advocacy of the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews at the Drive. Your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Democrats are furious. Well, more furious than they usually are. Coming up on Freedom 96.9. I remember it so well. It was a 1965 Chevy Impala, and my little brother called it Speedy. He called it Speedy because when my dad would drive it, he would get on a long, straight stretch of highway and just punch it. And that four-barrel carburetor would open up with that 454cc engine, and it would make a big old wah. And you'd look out back, and coming out of the tailpipe would be a cloud of soot. And my dad used to say, you got to blow the soot out of it every now and then. Well, he did, and that was my biggest memory of a Chevrolet growing up. You may have plenty, too, but Frontier Auto Group is here to make sure that all the dreams you have about whatever automobile you want in mind, they can get it for you, whether it's new or used or any other make or model. They do deal in Chevrolets, Chryslers, Jeeps, also the Dodge and Rams. But they can also deal in others. So talk to one of the people over at Frontier Auto Group, Jerry or Shane or Kevin or Todd. They're here to answer the phone and talk to you in person and get you going. They are just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 and the roundabout there. Or give them a call, 405-262-3355. They may not have four-barrel carburetors and 454 Chevy engines anymore, but they will get you fixed up at Frontier Motor. .net.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands. To create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor, 2026.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jim Fallon.
Jill Biden got on TV in the year 2026 and said she had never once seen that man before or after the debate as out of it, and goes on to say she thought he had a stroke. There's only one small problem with her "I thought he had a stroke" defense, because she's trying to make the case that her husband's still with it and she's not guilty of anything.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And that's about the size of it, too. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Join in the conversation. Democrats, New Jersey Representative LaMonica McIver became visibly angry this past week when the Department of Homeland Security's DHS was not locking up enough white illegal aliens. McIver accused the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen of racism because every illegal alien detained by at Delaney Hill in New Jersey, an immigration detention center, is non-white. The congressman did not mention that over 80% of the illegal immigrants in the United States are non-white. You talk about racism a lot in today's hearing. You know what's racist? The fact that every detainee at Delaney Hall is a person of color, she said. The cruelty runs at the top of the DHS, weaponizing the immigration system. Approximately 7% of illegal aliens come from Europe, Canada, and Oceania, according to a Migration Policy Institute. An overwhelming majority, 68%, originate from Mexico and Central America, 12% from South America. Police arrest hundreds of rioters outside Delaney Hall who claim detainees have faced inhumane conditions. Democrat New Jersey Governor Mickey Sherrill blamed Immigration and Customs agents for allegedly attacking peaceful protesters and calling on calling for there to be better conditions. Well, officials with ICE went and ate lunch with these detainees, and they said it's fine. No, they don't get their ethnic food, but they're about to be deported to their home, so they'll get all the ethnic food they want. Prosecutors initially brought charges against MacGyver back in May of 25. She pleaded not guilty and accused the prosecution of being politically motivated, of course. Judges have repeatedly declined to dismiss the charges. If convicted, she could face a maximum of 17 years in prison. So she really is another Al Green. She really is a female version of Al Green. Make it a great weekend. Joe Pags is coming up next. Drive to work on Monday with our good friend Aaron Brillbeck. He'll have dad joke of the day. And I am Lee Matthews, hoping you have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.